The Visitor, Episode 5. Harlan showed Shandor Tony Redford's article about the electronics industry. As you can see, there's very little about you or our company in the magazine, he said with a nervous smile. Shandor looked at him with his cold blue eyes. Perhaps Redford knows more about us than is in this article. Do you really know how much Presley told him? Harlan's smile became more nervous. I don't think Presley told him very much. He only saw Redford. Shandor stopped him. I want you to find out exactly how much Redford knows. It's another job for one of our friends here, he said. He and Harlan looked at the third man in the cabin. As usual, he sat near the door and never moved. He was a very big man. He wore strange, round glasses. That afternoon, Tony Redford sat in the office of his boss, Liz Davis. Presley was on his way to see me when the accident happened. That is, if it was an accident, he told her. What do you mean? Do you think it wasn't an accident? She asked. I don't know. Presley was a very careful driver. How could he lose control of his car like that? But if someone killed him, who was it, Tony? And why? Why, Tony? Why? Tony didn't answer the question. A few hours later, the telephone rang in Tony's office. I'd like to speak to Mr. Tony Redford, please. It was a woman's voice. She spoke slow, careful, but very correct English. Tony thought he noticed an accent, but it wasn't strong. Speaking, he said. Mr. Redford, I read your article about the electronics industry. I'd like to ask you a few questions about it. Tony looked at his watch. He had a lot of work to do and had very little time for conversations like this. Well, I'm afraid I'm very busy at the moment, but if you write a letter... No, Mr. Redford. I must see you. In your article, you wrote about a man called Shandor. I must find out more about him. Suddenly, Tony was more interested. Why? Who are you? And what do you know about Shandor? He asked. Please meet me tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock. I know you often go to a pub called the Brunswick. Be there, please. It's very important. Just a moment. Who are you? What's your name? Tony asked. But there was no answer. The woman hung up.